Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Entity: 5 Centuries of Secret Vatican Espionage by Eric Frattini examines a lesser-known side of the Holy See, its long-running need to gather information, protect influence, and manage threats across Europe and beyond, drawing on publicly discussed episodes from church history and the broader world of intelligence. The book presents the Vatican as an institution that has often operated with the instincts of a state, maintaining discreet channels, trusted envoys, and informal networks to anticipate political and ideological danger. Frattini situates these activities within major turning points such as the Reformation, the rise of modern nation-states, world wars, and Cold War confrontation, showing how religious authority and geopolitics repeatedly collide. The narrative also explores how internal pressures, from doctrinal conflict to scandals and factional rivalry, can create their own security challenges. Readers interested in history, intelligence studies, and the intersection of faith and power will find a fast-moving overview of how secrecy and diplomacy have shaped Vatican survival strategies over centuries. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why the Vatican needs intelligence like a state. A central idea in the book is that the Vatican, while a spiritual authority, has repeatedly faced the same pressures as any sovereign act or hostile powers, shifting alliances, ideological threats, and internal dissent. Frattini frames Vatican espionage as a practical response to vulnerability. The Church has had to protect leaders, preserve lines of communication, and defend its ability to operate globally. In this view, intelligence work is not an anomaly but an extension of diplomacy and governance. The book highlights how the Vatican's worldwide presence, clergy mobility, and diplomatic tradition create natural channels for collecting information, especially in eras when borders were fluid and communications were slow. It also emphasizes that information is power in ecclesiastical politics. Understanding who is aligned with whom, which rulers are turning against Rome, or which reform movements are gaining momentum, can determine whether the Church negotiates, confronts, or adapts. Frattini's approach invites readers to see secrecy as a tool for institutional continuity, rather than presenting espionage as purely sensational. The topic explores why an organization with moral and theological claims would still invest in the mundane, sometimes ruthless work of security planning, discreet reporting, and risk management across centuries. Secondly, networks, envoys, and hidden channels across 5 centuries. Another important theme is the machinery that makes secret intelligence possible. The book discusses how Vatican information gathering can rely on layered networks rather than a single modern-style agency. These networks include diplomats, clerics, lay allies, and trusted intermediaries who move between courts, cities, and religious communities. Frattini portrays an ecosystem where messages travel through coded correspondence, confidential reports, and personal audiences, often protected by the prestige and perceived neutrality of religious figures. The topic also explores how the Vatican's diplomatic service functions as both an overt and covert instrument. Nuncios and envoys are public representatives, but they can also become collectors of political mood, military intentions, and elite gossip. The book underscores that the effectiveness of such systems depends on relationships and discretion, not just technology. It also addresses the challenge of coordination, maintaining trust, verifying information, and preventing infiltration. Over centuries, methods change, but the underlying logic remains consistent: build resilient channels that can survive regime change and conflict. By focusing on networks, Frattini shows how the Vatican can operate in places where conventional state intelligence services struggle, leveraging social ties and institutional continuity. Thirdly, espionage in times of religious upheaval and political revolutions. Frattini connects clandestine activity to periods when the Church's authority was directly contested, particularly during religious schisms and revolutionary political shifts. When doctrine becomes a battleground and rulers use religion to consolidate power, information becomes a defensive weapon. The book highlights how the Vatican seeks early warning about reform movements, anti-clerical legislation, or alliances that could isolate Rome. This topic explores the entanglement of faith and statecraft. Religious conflict is rarely only theological, and the Vatican must interpret events through both spiritual and political lenses. Frattini's narrative suggests that the Church's intelligence priorities often intensify when social order is unstable. Revolutions can bring new elites, new ideologies, and new controls over communication, forcing the Vatican to adapt its methods and rely on discreet intermediaries. The book also treats internal Church disputes as intelligence problems, since factional rivalry can influence appointments, policy directions, and public posture. By placing espionage within upheaval, the topic helps readers understand motivations that might otherwise seem contradictory. But the Vatican's aim is not only to win arguments, but to ensure institutional survival, protect communities, and preserve channels for negotiation when open influence is threatened. Fourthly, the Vatican and the modern intelligence age of the 20th century, the 20th century brings espionage into a more recognizable modern frame, and the book examines how the Vatican navigates world wars, totalitarian regimes, and Cold War polarization. In this environment, intelligence is professionalized, surveillance expands, and propaganda becomes a strategic weapon. Frattini presents the Vatican as operating amid competing services and ideological blocks, where neutrality is contested and every signal can be interpreted politically. This topic emphasizes how spiritual leadership intersects with humanitarian concerns and diplomatic maneuvering, creating complex incentives for gathering and sharing information. The Vatican's global reach can provide insight into conditions on the ground, including persecution, resistance, and shifts in public sentiment. At the same time, the Holy See can become a target of infiltration, manipulation, and disinformation by larger powers. Frattini's discussion underscores the challenge of maintaining moral authority while engaging in pragmatic security practices. The topic also explores how technology and bureaucracy change the speed and scale of intelligence work, demanding new forms of coordination and secrecy. By focusing on the modern era, the book helps readers connect historical patterns to the familiar landscape of state espionage and ideological conflict. Lastly, secrecy, ethics, and the tension between mission and power. A defining topic is the moral and institutional tension created when a religious body engages in clandestine operations. Frattini's account raises questions about how secrecy can coexist with spiritual ideals, and why the Church might justify covert actions as protective rather than predatory. This theme is less about specific operations and more about the logic and consequences of hidden power. Intelligence work requires selective disclosure, controlled narratives, and sometimes alliances of convenience, all of which can clash with expectations of transparency and pastoral care. The book invites readers to consider how leaders may weigh harms and benefits protecting lives and communities, preventing political catastrophe, or safeguarding institutional stability. It also points to the risks of secrecy itself, including internal abuse, mistrust, and reputational damage when covert activity becomes public. The Vatican's unique position amplifies these dilemmas because it claims moral authority while also functioning as a sovereign actor. This topic frames espionage as part of a broader conversation about governance, accountability, and the costs of survival strategies. By exploring ethical tension, the book encourages readers to look beyond sensational intrigue and examine the deeper trade-offs that accompany power exercised in the shadows. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who enjoy narrative history, intelligence studies, and the intersection of religion and geopolitics. It will also appeal to anyone curious about how institutions survive over centuries, especially when their influence is challenged by wars, revolutions, and ideological movements. The main benefit for readers is a broader lens on Vatican history. Instead of viewing the Holy See only through theology or diplomacy, Frattini encourages seeing it as an actor that must manage risk, information, and strategy like any other power center. That perspective can sharpen how readers interpret modern headlines about secrecy, soft power, and institutional crisis management. Compared with many books that treat espionage as purely national or military, this one stands out by focusing on a unique intelligence environment shaped by global religious networks, diplomatic tradition, and moral expectations. Its long time span helps readers recognize recurring patterns, such as how influence depends on trusted channels, and how secrecy often expands during upheaval. For buyers comparing similar titles, the value lies in the distinctive subject and the panoramic scope, which offers a cohesive way to connect disparate historical episodes into a single story about information and survival. If you would like to support Eric Frattini, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.